it up, Blog Talk Radio. Here I am, Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. Guess who I have back on my platform? Brendan Rockwell. That is Your Move from the Sentiment album. Are you with me, Brendan Rockwell?
I am very much with you, Brenda Moss, for sure. How you doing?
All right. I am so happy you even came back. How are you doing today, and where are you calling from?
Well, I'm calling from home today. Of course, here we go with the pandemic. Still, everybody's working from home. So I'm in Calgary in Alberta, which is, I guess, a couple of hours north of the U.S. border here in Canada. So I'm just above your state of Montana, I guess.
Yeah.
Beautiful days. You know, the back end of summer, and we're starting to see some of those fall colors come through the trees now as well. So it's a pretty cool time of year.
Yes, my favorite season. So this is the third time you've been on my platform, starting from February 2017, for the time on my hand.
Right.
And then in March 2019, last year, for this, was it the Sentiment album? First coming out, right? Yes.
We spoke last year right after the album had launched, and you're right, yeah, it was February 9 of 2017 when we first spoke, amazingly, which seems like it was a long time ago, and then it seems like yesterday as well when we pick up the call again, and here we are today. It's great. So thank you again for having me on.
I love your creativity and your music, your songwriting, your producing. I'm a lover for bass. And your creativity is just amazing. And I remember the goosebumps came on my forearms when I first heard your music. And it still does that, you know. So I'm a fan. So what have you been doing since the last time you were on my show, which was last year in March? What you been working on?
Yeah, well, you know, last year when we spoke, it was right after the album launched, right? So it was Valentine's weekend that we actually went live with the album. So you and I spoke in the first sort of 2 or 3 weeks. Last year was crazy. I mean, the Sentiment album started off on a pretty good trajectory, and it continued sort of northbound. We took the number one slot on the smoothjazz.com charts for 4 or 5 weeks of last summer, which was wonderful and amazing at the same time. And then, the year tailed out. The album was still doing really well, and I was sort of focusing both on my other career, my business career, as well as my music. And then we were down in Carmel in California in February of this year for the Weekender Jazz Festival, which was an amazing couple of days. And then, of course, we got home, and within about 2 or 3 weeks, we were in the COVID-19 lockdown. So like everybody on the planet, my world sort of stopped briefly, right? And you kind of take stock of what's going on, and you think about what's next. So a lot of this year has been spent really, I guess, with some reflection. You know, my business career has been put on a short-term hold. You know, my job went away in June because the energy industry has been hit so badly in this country, mainly because of the pandemic, but also some other economic reasons. But it puts me in a positive situation. And so right now, obviously, I'm looking at my own next project, my own next album, which I hope will be something to bring to you and other DJs that have been supporting me really from day one. I'm hoping for early part of next year. But this summer has been great for collaborations. And so I've been doing quite a few pieces of music. A couple of guys I've been working with that you may know of is a band called Cold Jack, and their singer, Johnny Fraser. He and I are working on some music right now, which we're looking at probably a mid-2021 album will be coming out between myself and Johnny. A sax player, American sax player, Mr. R.L. Walker, he actually approached me late last year and said, would I look at one of his tracks and maybe put some bass to it? And so I did, and his single Any Place, Any Time was launched earlier this year and did really well. He charted with that. I know he's pushing new music of his own out right now as well. So if he's listening in, good luck to you, RL, and hopefully things continue to go as well as they have so far. Christian Demesone is another bass player, interesting bass player combination. We've got a single coming out. I believe it's going to be nearer Christmas time now, but it's recorded. It's waiting to go live. And another bass project that I'm about to start on is with the wonderful Tony Saunders. He's actually writing a track for him and I to play on. And so we're going to be working on that, I think, sort of through October, November time, and either an end of year release or early next year release. So there's been a lot of things taking place for sure. And right now, my sort of primary focus is going to be continuing on writing my new material for what, as I say, will become the third album release from me, which I'm hoping will be early part of 2021 as well.
Oh, wow. Thank you for all that information. Good going. That is good. So I would like to talk about the single that you're pushing the most. Now's the Time. Why are you pushing it the most? Is it one of your favorites, or is it top on the chart?
Well, is it a favorite? I guess it is. It's a beautiful tune, and you know I'm a little biased because I wrote the tune, obviously, but it is something that I really enjoy. And you know the acoustic piano piece that I put in there, it's not new to me. I've been playing piano, you know, really since sort of day one on the planet. But piano wasn't a big feature of my playing on my first album. So with Sentiment, I was very keen that as well as the bass playing, I was able to put forward all the other areas of music that I'm, you know, to whatever extent accomplished in, whether that's playing piano or playing the string parts or producing the drum parts. It was a big deal. So Now's the Time does have some pretty strong piano pieces in. But yeah, it's actually the fourth single that I'll have released off of this album. I see it as a great way to tail out this year. I think the title sums up for a lot of people really what a negative year this has been in some ways, but also what we've hopefully all started to learn from this year in other ways, and how people need to behave and how we need to interact with each other and how we need to think about each other now.
Now's
the Time, I think, sums up this year.
Right, and before I spin it, I have a caller, Ron Moore. Go ahead and speak.
Hi, how are you doing? I had to show some support for my big brother, Mr. Brendan Roswell.
Ron, you show up. You're spooking me, man. What are you doing?
Yeah, I saw you were going to be on there, and I was like, you know what? Let me make a call in, let them know that, man, as always, love your music. I appreciate everything that you've done to kind of point me in the right direction, and looking forward to seeing you at the top.
Well, thank you. And I'm looking at the chart here. You're still climbing. You're doing good. Lifetime is continuing. And you know what? I appreciate your thoughts and I appreciate your comments. And I was chatting to Brenda earlier about this, that you and I had a couple of really good conversations around the business side of the music business, because there's a lot of kind of gray about that. But at the end of the day, we can figure it out, right? It's the business. It needs to be there. We need to understand it. And if we can help each other, to my earlier point about this year, and it's too easy to take the negatives away from this pandemic. We can still get on a phone call. We can still get on a FaceTime, as you and I did, and figure out who we are and figure out how we can help each other out. So appreciate you calling in. Great to hear you again. And look at Lifetime. Let's keep that thing going.
Yes,
and
we'll talk soon. And as bass players always do, I love that we can stay positive and support each other.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I hope one day you two will collaborate on a track.
Uh-oh. There
you
go.
I would love that.
Uh-oh.
I would love that. Here's Brenda Moss, City Divas, throwing it up again. I know what happens with you, Brenda.
All right, I'll chat with you soon. Thanks.
All right, thanks for calling in.
Good to hear you.
I will go ahead and spin Now's the Time. We're going to continue with the interview with Brendan Roswell. Stay tuned, everyone. is Now the Time by Brendan Rothwell. That is on his Sentiment album. All right, Brendan. So that track there is number 19 on the Smooth Jazz chart.
Right. Yeah, a little bump this week. I was sitting at 26 on the smoothjazz.com chart last week, and then back in the top 20 this week. A couple of stations added me, which is always great to see. And so, you know, thanks to them. They know who they are, and we've chatted. So,
All right. Yeah,
it's positive. Positive week.
All right. So go ahead and give your website information and your social media information as well, Brendan.
Sure. Well, website is real easy. It's myname.com, so brendanrothwell.com. I tend to put pretty much everything that I can on the news page there. So if folks jump into brendanrothwell.com, they'll see, you know, current listings of the charts. They'll see anything I'm doing live, obviously not right now, but hopefully again in the future. There's also a link, you know, if people want to buy the good old school CD. It's selling amazingly well. In fact, more so this summer, I think, because people are at home and they're kind of surfing the web and looking at what they enjoy. So CDs are there, and I'm happy to sign those and get those out in the mail to people. And then the social media side outside of my own website, obviously Facebook. I have my own, you know, my own page on Facebook, but I have an artist page as well, which is Rothwell Bass. And the same name, you'll find me on Instagram and Twitter. So at Rothwell Bass, you can jump on there. And, you know, every time, I think we talked about this last time, Brenda, as well, but I really encourage people, if they want to connect, to simply do that. My website is very, very open. You can directly connect through email, or you can shoot me a note through any of the social media platform messaging services, and let's chat. You know, it's amazing what's happened this year from people simply connecting, like Daron, Cookie Moore, who just phoned in. It's refreshing to chat with him, and he's a very accomplished player. So musically, he doesn't really have a lot of issues to try and figure out. But the business side, he was trying to break into some areas that I've been fortunate enough to have some luck with. And so let's have that conversation. And, you know, you can see now where he's going with his album and with his Spotify connection and his audience as well. So it's definitely some good that's come out of that. But, yeah, the social media piece is huge. So at Rothwell Bass is my my social media name. And brendanrothwell.com is the main website.
All right. Thank you for that information. I would like to play Keep On Keeping On. Now, that track right there made my eyebrows raise up. Is there a brief story behind that track? I like it. I really love it.
It's a funny thing, Brenda. I wrote that track. I actually wrote that track for radio. I'd spent some time in the sort of 6 months before I began to write the Sentiment album, really listening, intently listening to other artists that were doing well when it comes to the charts. And the charts are only one measure, right? I mean, you shouldn't look at the charts and say, hey, my career is doing well or not, depending on your chart position. But it's a good measure. And so I heard a lot of what was going on, and what I realized that was missing, and it was a bit of a gamble, but it was that particular kind of bass line, right?
Yeah.
But played by a real bass, not by a computer, not by a synth, not by a keyboard. So my brain went back probably 30 years into the 1980s, and a band called Level 42, who had some great tracks out. And of course, all their music was primarily real bass. And Keep On Keeping On is a track that I put together, as I say, specifically for radio, and it has that driving. It's also the track, thankfully, that got the album to number one last year. And it continues to get huge numbers, you know, across not only radio, but also streaming on things like Spotify. I love that track. I'm super proud of that track. And I'll happily hear it again today if you have it lined up.
All right, now here is Keep On Keeping On. We'll be with more coming right back. is Keep On Keeping On by Brendan Rockwell, also off the Sentiment album. All right, Brendan, we're coming to a close, to almost to the end of the show. What is that ultimate desire for the Sentiment album? What you want your fans to get out of?
Well, I guess, you know, there's a lot of things that go into making an album, for sure. I think primarily what I want is your reaction. I want people's eyebrows to raise. I want, you know, hairs on their arms to stand up. But I think the biggest piece for me, Brenda, is that as I've watched this album play out since we launched it in February last year, so what is that, like 18 months ago, I guess?
Yeah.
You know, it's still getting good airplay. It's still getting huge numbers on the streaming platforms. I think the biggest piece I'd like to get, you know, the audience to get from this is how, hopefully, how they can hear that I've grown when it comes to producing recorded music. Because playing music is one thing. I've been playing music for many, many years. I've been involved in other people's recording projects over those years. But it wasn't until, you know, the Time on My Hands album and the first time you and I spoke back in 2017 that I'd actually put out a product under my own name. And I love that album, and I will always be proud of that album because it was the first one that I did. But I really hope that people can listen to the two now, kind of side by side, make a comparison, and hopefully hear growth and development and maybe, you know, maybe improvement in the product I put out. And then tell me that. Tell me what you like. Tell me what you want to hear more of, because right now, as I'm working on the third album, now's the point in time where I can start to develop that even more.
Right. Thank you for that. Any words of encouragement you want to give during these dark times we're dealing with, Brendan?
Encouragement for other musicians?
Yeah.
I think, you know, a lot of things that I've learned and been taught over the years, not only in music but in business as well, but a couple of things that come to mind, and one is to not be afraid. And that sounds really obvious, but, you know, we live now in this age pre-COVID where everything is digital and everything is immediate and everything happens faster than you can imagine. Now that we're dealing with something specifically like COVID-19, people get scared and they get worried and they get upset and they get fearsome about their future. I think don't that trap. Keep true to what it is that you want to do. People will tell you, they'll guide you, right? Like Duran called in today. Duran has a great product. Duran didn't have some of the insight that I've been fortunate to have. And so it's not going to stop him. It's going to make him connect with me, and we're going to have a conversation, and we're going to help each other out over time. So I think that's the biggest thing. And it's probably different to when you and I spoke last time, because we didn't have this crazy pandemic the last time we spoke.
But
now more than ever, it's critical for people to stay connected and be comfortable asking the question, because the worst you're going to get from somebody is no. And you know what? It's pretty rare you hear that as an answer. Most people are actually willing to at least have a conversation and maybe help you out. But that would be the biggest thing. Just keep your eyes on the prize, keep focused, and keep pushing the way you need to.
Wow. Thank you for those words of encouragement. For all our accomplished bassist musicians out there in the world today. And thank you, Brendan Rockwell, for coming back on my platform. I'll be looking forward to that new album coming out. And yes, you have grown from all the
thank you.
Music. Yes, you have grown. I love your creativity and how you produce. You are more welcome to give any shout outs at this time for all the persons that supported you all these years and on all your other albums as well. Go right ahead, Brendan.
Sure. Well, you know, it's a great question, and it's one that has answers that grow as the weeks go by. I'll keep this a little brief, and I know there's going to be people missed for sure, but they know they are. But I will do this. If Vanessa and Nathan are listening in over in North Carolina, I want to say hi to them. These two are amazing people. They've gone through their own journey. They've been kind enough to share a lot of that journey in the last couple of years with me and with my wife, Lisa. Just very, very, very strong people that have definitely got a focus and definitely love their music. So thanks for their support. I will shout to my wife, Lisa. She's actually upstairs right now, I think, in the yard here.
Hey,
she's doing good. George and Tracy, our friends from GTF, are down in San Francisco. We spoke to them at the weekend, so I hope they're listening in. My team at smoothjazz.com, you know, I get a ton of support from those guys and a lot of promotional work. And also something that you mentioned when we were chatting earlier, Brenda, about my promotional photographs. So I'll give a shout to Kirsty, who's my photographer. If anybody's interested in her work, by all means, jump on either my website or my social media sites. You'll find links to Kirsty's work. And, yeah, she's the brains behind things like the Sentiment album cover and photographs that make me look cooler than I maybe am. So thank you to her.
Yeah. So thank you for the information on all the supporters. How about giving them a hand and helping them continue to support? So we're coming to a close. This is Lady Diva. I'm going to spin Sentiment from Brendan Rockwell's album Sentiment. And I will end the show with one of Brendan Rockwell's friends, Deron Cookie Moore. He will be a guest on my show October the 14th. So be there and tune in. I'm going to play one of his track singles. It is called I'm Into You, which is one of his newest singles off of his Lifetime album, Deron Moore. So this is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out. Brendan Rockwell, thank you. Thank you so much. You are so informative. I love your music. I'm a forever fan, and you have a blessed day. And this is Sentiment. This is Lady Diva signing out. Thank you, everyone, for your support.
Oh.